Find out more.
Mubarak in or out, day 8 plus and counting. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast, and all those flyover states in between. Hope you're keeping warm. Have the ruler out. How much snow has fallen? You know, on the East Coast and parts of the Northeast, 59 inches, not this last time, but all together so far this winter. Woo, that's a lot of snow. 59 inches. It might be snow, it might be ice, it might be something else, but a lot of kids are off from school. Bet there's cabin fever run amok out there for some of you. Or run amok. I have a feeling. How many times can you make hot chocolate, pull out the crowns, and tell the kids to color or set up the video games? I know. I've got the greatest nephew in the world. But trust me, Aunt Kate. After a while, it's like, whoa, please, we need a reprieve from the weather. So some of you might be feeling that. Hey, coming up this hour, we've got exit lines that might make you laugh out loud or say, wow, she should stick to her day/night job. Yeah, sometimes you got to make them chuckle. Plus, we're going to check the mail, and we can count because it's always about the numbers, isn't it? And we got some serious numbers for you. Another Zogby poll. I have a feeling. You know how I like that whole poll thing. But the Mubarak question is far from finished, although it seems inevitable that he's done. How he's going to hang on till September, I don't know. What Mubarak is saying is that I'm going to be president pretty much until September, then forget it. The next election I won't run, and I'll make sure that this is a smooth transition. But wait a second. Others are saying, no. The transition has to be now. You need to step down now, and you need to go. In fact, a lot of you sent me notes saying, why isn't there a big-time envoy over there talking to Hosni Mubarak and telling him that he needs to give up the reins as president? Well, there is an envoy that was arranged to urge Mubarak to prepare for that transition of power and to step aside. A former U.S. ambassador conveyed a message from the White House that he should not run for another term in September, and he's not doing that. Frank Wiesner is his name, by the way. And he met with Mubarak, delivered the message about the need to prepare for some kind of an orderly transition. So apparently that was already in the works under the wire. But the protests continue to get bigger and badder, and hundreds of thousands of people are demanding that he leave right now. Leave now. So will it be a peaceful kind of thing? Who ultimately steps in to take over, I won't say power, because is this going to be more of a democratic process? That's what the protests are about. But somebody coming in to lead the nation, let's say. Wink, wink. Somebody leading the nation. It seems as though the White House has been pretty slow to get on the stick with this upheaval in Egypt, especially when you look at what happened in Tunisia and the president there being toppled, a couple of weeks ago. But there were apparently some people that have now met with Mubarak in that quote, including that ambassador I mentioned in this quote, if you want to call it that, an envoy to urge him to step aside. Because the last thing you want to see is a bunch of people getting killed in the streets, which already people have been killed and wounded in this. And what would be the U.S. interest in it? Of course, longtime ally, a key position on the board in the Middle East. Oil prices, by the way, if you haven't been watching or paying attention, have jumped to $102 a barrel. And that's because of all these possible disruptions at the Suez Canal and really the port disruptions in Egypt and Cairo, I think, of the ultimate concern. Besides Mubarak, we're going to jump into the budget and what else is going on in Washington. Just for grins, I'll tell you this at the top. You know, the Republicans are supposed to go to Tampa for their convention, their 2012 convention. The Democrats chose a site. You know where they picked? Charlotte for their convention. Do you believe that we're already on the doorstep of seriously talking about this next presidential election? Where does the time go? The Obama years, fleeting. Maybe. I don't know. Who do you think is going to run for the Republican side? Or on the Republican side? Newt Gingrich? Sarah Palin's name keeps coming up? Mitt Romney's name? Mike Huckabee? I don't think you can retread the same old people out. I think it has to be somebody new. But we don't want to get off into too many sidebars. Let's stick with some of the main themes at the top, and then we'll filter down to a few other things, like I said, exit lines at the end, and I'll fill in the blanks along the way, too, especially weather. Weather's been brutal in some areas. Guarantee you've got those heavy winter coats out and then some. Tomas in Michigan knows what I'm talking about when I say the weather can be wicked in some areas. He's probably got a one of those big old ski masks and giant scarves and gloves and all that. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, well, you know, first of all the millions of people out there listening right now, you can see Kate Delaney on Pal Talk. You just go to americatonight.net. You can see us drinking coffee and that dog is in the background. And you know what? For the first time, she's going to dance the cha-cha-cha because I'm going to play play the cha-cha-cha right now. All right?
Are you crazy?
You can do it like cha-cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha. One, two, yes, I'm taking over. Look at her go. Yes. Oh, man, she's moving.
Right. Actually, I'm a pretty good dancer.
Oh, dang. Yeah. Yeah, it's tremendous. You know, you're really just touching all the multimedia bases there. That's outstanding. I just wanted to comment on the way Obama treats the people that are his foes and the way Obama treats the people that are his friends. For example, when Iran has big demonstrations and women are getting shot in the head and women are getting stoned, Obama administration says nothing about changing the regime or anything like that, right? It's just, well, we hope no one gets hurt. Now, when his friend, Mubarak, is in trouble, he says we need regime change. And, you know, the rest of America's allies are going to see that. They're going to see that this guy is a coward when he needs to move against his enemies. But as soon as his friends are in trouble, he will stab them in the back. Mark my words, and that's going to affect us.
Yeah, but wait a second. I know what you're talking about, but except for that, Ahmadinejad. So leaving Iran alone? Well, leaving Iran alone in the sense of not getting involved. You're right in the politics of the stoning and all. You're right and all the other things. Not so much Ahmadinejad himself, but I think all the things that. Some of the crazy things that happen in the name of so-called religion in Iran. Yeah.
Right. I mean, there was a revolution in Iran a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And we did nothing. There's a revolution in Egypt, and we turn on our own friends.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Actually, a good point. What's the difference between Iran and Egypt? In this case, with Egypt, Tomas, of course, it's what's happening now is there's so much of a mass of people in the streets that refuse to say never. And I think in Iran, so many were picked off that they finally just went back into the corners and said, we can't do this anymore. Stay with us.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LESIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To learn that only 32 miles of the 4,000-mile border had what would you call an acceptable level of control.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give you the sort of details of all of that here in a second. And this was stuff that was released from the Senate, Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. And I'm not surprised. Maybe I'm surprised that 32 miles are deemed safe. And we're not talking about the border that you think we're talking about. So, food for thought. I know your mind is churning right now. What does she mean, not the border that we're talking about? I'm kind of confused here. But let's clean up Egypt here for a second. What do you say? Mubarak out, gotta go now? Or should he hang in there and dig in his heels? It's interesting how quickly the tides have turned for him, though, among his political friends. Some pretty influential types in Washington are calling for him to leave, to be gone and done with it, including John Kerry, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and, of course, in cahoots, if you will, or on the same team as the president. Also, Lindsey Graham threw in his two cents, Senator Graham, on the situation in Egypt and whether or not Mubarak should move aside. Here's what they both had to say.
I think it would be a mistake for the United States to not side with the Egyptian people's legitimate hopes and desires of having a free and fair election to choose their own leaders and to chart a different destiny. If you do have free and fair elections in September, I hope you'll be wise enough and brave enough to say no to forces within your country, radical Islamic forces, that would take your future and make it as dark as it is today.
Make clear that neither he nor his son will be candidates for re-election or for election in the next elections. I believe it is vital for President Mubarak to help to transform this moment into the new Egypt and the new future for Egypt.
All right, whatever. What does Matt Johnson, our technical maestro, call him? The ketchup man? you knew what he was going to say there. So I say Mubarak's out, period, end of story, but it's a question of who comes in. The Muslim Brotherhood connected with the handful of Christians that are there, and some other types say that they are saying or telling folks that they can work together and the secular people can jump in bed with one another, so to speak, and there could be a peaceful exchange and democracy will be, you know, on the menu, or democratic elections will be the future for Egypt, not really what they've seen under Mubarak, who has like that Bloomberg thing going where he gets elected again and again and again, and if he has to change the Constitution to do it, I'll just change the Constitution, that's fine. All right, quickly, I said that there was only 32 miles of a 4,000-mile border that had an acceptable level of control, that stuff that came out of the DHS, and we're talking about the northern border, and we're talking about the border with Canada, of course. Why do we care about that? Well, we care because terrorists entering into the country. So if I'm somebody trying to slip through, where am I trying to slip through? Of course, why not Canada? Joe Lieberman, who's now on a he's on a clock, so to speak, because he's stepping away. He's not going to run again anyway. He's saying that the numbers pretty much speak for themselves. It should sound an alarm, if anything, to the Department of Homeland Security and the Canadian government that something has to be done here. We have to work together with the Canadians to raise our guard, because we can't have that much space left open. So that's a pretty big chunk of land, I would say, or of area. That's probably the best way to say it. The Border Patrol flat out says 3/4 of the border is at unacceptable security levels, and they believe the likelihood of a terrorist using the northern border instead to cross into the U.S. is way greater than an attacker coming in from Mexico, because of the amount of law enforcement types that are trying to smother parts of that border. It would be so much easier to try to go through Canada. All right, speaking of Canada, Al joins us from Canada. Hello, Al.
Yeah, hi, Kate. Next summer, I'm planning on going down to see General Custer's Battle of the Little Bighorn last stand in southeast Montana, right? Mm-hmm. And it's going to take me about 12 hours to get across the border between Canada and Montana. You know, Senator Lieberman, I'm convinced, I'm probably wrong, but back in the 1980s, did he not play the father on ALF? You know, alien life form. Remember that? Remember that sitcom,
yes.
ALF?
Yes.
And ALF stands for alien life form, right?
Yes.
And Senator Lieberman wants to keep alien life forms out of the United States. I agree with Lieberman, you know, to a certain extent, because there's a huge Indian Mohawk Iroquois Indian reserve that straddles New York State, Quebec, and Ontario that Janet, not up to speed, had never heard of. And those Iroquois are smuggling in illegal aliens and drugs, alcohol, tobacco, guns. No, they are, Kate.
I know they are. Yeah.
And they're smuggling illegal aliens, drugs, alcohol, tobacco, and guns across the border. And during the War of Independence in 1776, the Iroquois fought on the side of the English, and they had to get the hell out of, they had to get their asses out of America after, when Washington won. When Washington beat Braddock and King George III, the Iroquois had to get the hell out of the U.S. and get up to Canada, and they're still PO'd about that. And they're bringing in. So in a way, I agree with Lieberman that we have to do something because our immigration laws. I don't know if you know anything about Canada's immigration laws, but they are a lot more, even more liberal than yours.
Yes, they are.
We are letting way too many. A bunch of crooks from Tunisia are living in Montreal right now. You know all those crooks that had to hightail it out of Tunisia last week?
Yeah.
They're holed up in Montreal now. It's going to take, once time the slimy lawyers get a hold of it, it'll take 10 years to get them the hell out of the country. Once all
That's
the appeals.
Scary.
Yeah, it's crazy. I agree with Lieberman, but Lieberman's probably making a hell of a lot of money on residuals from syndicated reruns of Alf anyway. So, I mean, he's not on the take. He's not on the take. So Lieberman is a good man. I agree with Lieberman. But when he says visas, a visa is basically a work permit, right?
Well, yes, you could have a work permit in there. Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
or a travel visa where it's just maybe a couple of weeks or something.
Because in New York City and L.A., there's probably about 1 million Canadians living in New York City and L.A., right? Working in the entertainment industry.
Oh, sure.
And that's going to affect them big time. But, you know, maybe we should go back to racial profiling, because I honestly don't think – do you think that people like Jim Carrey and Justin Bieber are Muslim terrorists?
No, but see, there's an exception rule. If somebody comes into the country and they become a big celebrity – then they're not getting sent back anywhere. There's no problem there because they can prove that they're contributing to society through the entertainment industry. I forget what the clause is. But well, somebody like a Jim Carrey, especially anybody, Bieber, any of the people that are high up on the list.
Well, maybe Lieberman hates Justin Bieber, wants to keep Bieber out, but I don't blame him for that. But you know, I think the United States and Canada have got to cooperate to create a North American, to keep them out of North America. Never mind keeping them out of the U.S. Let's just keep the terrorists out of North America, period, and then we wouldn't have to worry about the border.
Touche. We're going to end on that note. Thanks, Al. That's you're absolutely right. Here's the thing, though. You have to think about the two borders. What's the difference between Canada and Mexico? I agree. If a terrorist could find a way, because the borders would be a little bit more open in Canada, if they could work their way through the Canadians, their system, and Al just said it's pretty easy. But what about what's at the Mexican border? You've got drug smugglers, you have arms dealers or smugglers, when you use the same term, thousands of illegal Mexican immigrants streaming over as well. So where are you moving the money? We have limited amounts of money, so we're going to take the money off the table that's being used on the southern border, especially with the drug cartels and the things that are happening. Think of Juarez and El Paso, Texas, and try to move funds north. So which is the lesser of two evils? Human trafficking is another problem at the Mexican border, some of the more porous spots, not necessarily Juarez, because that's all about the drug cartels, or even if you go to Tijuana and San Diego, but the others, like some of the Arizona crossings, even in some of the more remote parts of Texas. So where's the money coming from? See, that's the thing. You're going to move money that you barely have and shift it toward the north? But I agree. Would it be easier for somebody who really had a plan in place to go through Canada? I mean, they're going to look for the weak links, right? That's what a terrorist is going to do. That's what a network is going to do. So is it along the southern border or the northern border, and where do you move the money? Hang with us.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
I have about 15 Wild Food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of Wild Foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow! I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Good tunes that you could have on your iPod, right? I don't know how anybody motors around where you have to wait and you don't have something stuck in your ear. Look around. Unless they're with the Secret Service or some kind of security agency, you see, now it's just common. Everybody's got earplugs in. And either they're talking on the phone or else they're doing the iPod thing. That would be a good tune to put on the iPod. I want to finish up something that we were just talking about with the border and the north and the south and all that. There was also a study that was released from the Pew Hispanic Center that just came out on Tuesday. They say there's been a 2-year decline in illegal immigration, that it's leveled off pretty much of what it has been statistically before. So my question is, well, where do they get their numbers? How do you count illegal immigrants? The numbers that they're using are these. They're saying in March 2010, there were 11.2 million unauthorized immigrants in the United States. Now, compare that with 2009, where you had 11.1. So the change is kind of insignificant, I guess, if you use those numbers. But in the workforce in 2010, they peg it at 8 million. That's a slight increase from the year before. So where do they get the numbers, though? That's what I want to know. How many people, how are they counting these numbers? They're based on the Census Bureau. But I don't know that how that those numbers are completely accurate. I've always felt, and I could be wrong on this, but I did spend some time with the Border Patrol for, it was actually a couple of weeks, traveling around day after day watching what they do in the whole cat and mouse game, and it was El Paso and Mexico, Juarez, that we were doing this. And I asked them a lot about the numbers. Well, how do you gauge the numbers? How do we know? Because I think the number's higher. I really do. I think the number's higher than 11 million. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think the number's higher than that? What's, to me, the shame of the whole debate over illegal immigrants and the road to amnesty and what do we do and health care and all the things related to that and what's happened to the hospital costs because of the emergency room treatments or whatever. That what's really lost in all this is the people who wait in line. Talk to the people, and I know there's probably some of you out there listening who did that, who had to wait for a while to come into the United States, to legally immigrate into the United States. And you waited and waited and applied and waited and did everything you had to do, spent who knows how much money to do it. And then you see all the other people maybe getting the magic wand waved above their heads where they can become an American citizen, but you are the person that's waited and waited and waited. You know what they call that in Disneyland? Fistfights. Because somebody was a cutter and you waited with your little girl for 3 hours to go through the Magic Kingdom. There's not any magic involved here. It's too bad. And for now, that sits on the shelf anyway. You have the budget woes, health care, what happens there. Now the Senate talking about doing their vote because the effort to repeal, what happens with the mandate going up to the Supreme Court. Truly, it's going to end up in that position. So immigration, the issue of immigration, just hangs out there. It's a loose end. It's blown around, hanging out there for however long, decades. Decades, 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 decades. Absolutely. Coming up, I'm going to tell you about the TSA. See, power in numbers. They are testing what they're calling more modest full body scanners. What does more modest mean? I don't know, fake pictures? Let's see what David in Texas has to say. Hey, David.
Hey. How
Hello.
Are you, Kate?
I'm good. How are you, buddy?
Or, as your other person says, Madam President.
I like that.
When are you going to run for president?
I'm politically incorrect. I could never run for president, David. I would be brutal because if there's too much straight talk. I couldn't do the spin very well.
Oh, come on now.
Come on.
You got your producer there in the studio that can help you out.
All right, Matt, hold on for a second. Matt, what do you think? Would you like to run a campaign for me to run for some kind of office?
Wow. That's it's putting a lot on my plate right now.
Yeah, I already helped you run your show.
Yeah, running a radio show versus running a campaign.
It's a little different and...
Matt, I can help you out.
It's a lot of time, though.
I'll
I just
help
don't
you
know
out.
If I'm that committed to the
that.
Cause.
I did that in school.
I did it in school.
I'm not that committed. I mean, I ran for student council president, and I lost because I just really didn't care that much.
Oh, and by the way, did you hear the news if that goofball in the Oval Office is going to be at the Super Bowl or not?
No, he's not going to be at the Super Bowl.
Better not, because normally they'll wait and wait till the next to the last moment for him to
show up.
Yeah, just like they did over in Iraq and Afghanistan when he goes over there.
Sure, but no, I have some pretty good sources on that. And I heard he's not coming. It's funny that you say that about running. I was thinking about this. Matt saying he lost when he ran for student council. I ran to run the dorm when I was a freshman at Ohio University, and one of my slogans was, Kate will let your date stay late, and I lost.
Oh, well, see, there you go. That's how you lost.
Because I said that the boys could stay later. You didn't have to throw them out when they were all sneaking out anyway.
That's too conservative. You didn't appeal to your conservative base.
Anyway, so you know, that wouldn't have been a issue. What you should have done is said something more along the lines that they really, really wanted to do. They already did that anyway.
There you go. Where are you doing that?
When I ran and I won, I basically said, no more homework.
Ah, that works. No more homework is music to anyone's ears. College students or high school.
No more homework. But of course that wasn't in college. That was in high school. I told them no homework. No more homework as long as I'm in office. And they were just like, okay, cool.
Okay, cool. You know, I love that.
Yeah. And as far as this Egypt thing, I really think we just need to. I think there's, you know, that they. I've seen all kinds of movies that show exactly what the government does. I mean, it is actual. And I know you're like, why do you relate movies to what's going on? I would rather relate it to movies that I've seen.
Well, but no. Because you have to remember, movies versus reality. I'm not saying that, okay, things happen and then they're peppered into scripts and then they become movies, but they're not the kind of movies you're talking about. It's not the same as a documentary nailing people for something adverse that they're... It's what?
Look at Michael Moore. He did a documentary over
That's right.
a true thing.
That's that. Michael Moore did a documentary. Did several. That's what he does. Because what he's trying to do is expose what he thinks is the real truth and get the sound bites and show the, you know, the stuff of the people and whether it's health that he's talking about or whether it's guns or whatever or the Bush administration, whoever he's going after in his particular movie. But that's the example. People that do those kind of movies.
I can either relate things that are going on to movies, or I can relate something that everybody doesn't like. Well, you know, everybody wants to refute the oldest text in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They want to refute it. And mm-hmm. you know what I'm talking about. I won't say it on the air because I don't want to make anybody mad.
Right.
You can say it because you can get away with it. I don't want to make anybody mad at it.
Okay.
But you know, I could start referring to that, and there is one person in the Pal Talk chat room that's actually doing it. He's actually putting it in text in the room.
All right, so I got you.
I think they really need to. I think what they're trying to do over there with Egypt is they're trying to do what half of us want. They're doing other things under the. That they're not letting everybody know about, but they're also in the same sense they're doing what everybody else says, just leave everything alone. They're doing things to make things work the way they want it to work.
Of course,
but
of course that makes sense. If you're referring to the U.S. government wanting things to work out for the government, of course they're doing that because. They want Egypt to still be an ally when you think of the hornet's nest of the Middle East. Absolutely. It's about the self-servingness of it. Of course. Do we want Egypt to be anti-American? Do we want Egypt to embrace America? We've been feeding the beast. Thanks, David, because we're up against it. We've been feeding the beast in Egypt all of its money, $1 billion going into their military. So do they want that money from America? So, yeah, absolutely. You're right, because what's the interest of the United States? That's what we're talking about. Is it better? Do you just say, forget it, we're not doing anything with the Middle East? Let them sort it out among themselves. It's too late for that because we're too invested now in these various areas or wars that have gone on for decades. How many years have we were in Iraq, still in Iraq? How many years in Afghanistan? What's happening with Israel? What's happening with Egypt? What's happening with Iran? Lots of concerns there. And what about the oil issues? You got to think it comes back to oil. Stay with us, everybody.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Coming up before we skedaddle from this hour of America tonight, we didn't get to We Can Count. We'll push that off. And we will get to the exit lines, though, because I got to make you laugh. I gotta leave you laughing at some point, right? We talk about such heavy things, and we're always venting, which is good. It's good to vent, and that's what this America Tonight is all about, by the way. That's why I say if you're left of left or right of right, somewhere in between, confused, just proud American, you want to talk about really the numbers of health care, you want to talk about how you feel about Egypt, you want to talk about information that you've read that you think is right, or would I dispute it, do I think it's right? Because you got to remember, what's the agenda? What's the agenda for the journalist? What's the agenda for the corporation? What's the agenda for the company, right? That's a good thing about being an independent type of show, because you're not forced to carry a company line. And in media, that can be rare. It didn't used to be. I mean, let's face it, because that's so many of you complain about that with the media. Is there some kind of a corporate line? Is there, because of what it's about now, whether it's a magazine, a political magazine, or whether it's a newspaper, a big newspaper, or a chain of newspapers, or a television network. Now the conglomerates really have really changed things, and it's also shrunk the pool of journalists. That's why you don't see a lot of that investigative journalism that you used to see, because they can't afford it. They can't afford it with what they're trying to get, those quick hits on the evening news, which is really shrinking. It's really kind of going away. The numbers that they get for the evening news, I think at this point, I was talking to a producer the other day from NBC. They're happy if they're getting 6-7 million. Think about that. 6-7 million. That is what the Jersey Shore gets. In fact, the Jersey Shore draws more than that. Then you turn to American Idol, and they have like 20 million plus viewers and all those other shows. So that pretty much shows you where the evening news is headed. All right, we got a couple of people that want to get on, so be kind to the person behind you. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Hey, I guess your politics in college would have legalized pot, huh?
No.
If people are going to smoke it anyways, why not, right?
I didn't say anything about pot in the dorms, Smarty.
Well, I'm just saying, your theory, the Kate wants your date stay late, you know? I mean, because they're going to do it anyways, you know? Why not?
No, because what I saw, no, listen, here's what would happen. I'm serious. Here's what would happen. The fire alarm would go off. They had co-ed dorms, but very few. So it was an all-girls dorm, and it was huge. And they'd have a fire alarm, and then you'd look out, and you'd see all these guys streaming out of the building with the girls. So what do you think was happening? I guess they were studying. I don't know.
Hey, Kate, one quick point. You were talking a little bit about illegal immigrants here. Hey, all those Europeans that came over to Ellis Island and came over at the early part of the 19th century or 20th century, were they illegals, do you know? Or?
No, because they were processed. So they got on a boat, they come over, they're processed by our system at Ellis Island and had to go through health tests and everything else and turnover birth certificates. They had to be processed.
Well,
so they became American citizens.
Yeah, but the point is, back then, you know, anybody could come and there was no, you know, stopping them from coming. But all of a sudden, somewhere along the line, the United States said, we can't, you know, take any more people or, you know, as many people.
Well, it was because of the numbers. It was because of the numbers, because we couldn't support the numbers. Just like every other country, they know they can't support the numbers financially. They couldn't handle it. Plus, you also had people that came over and they had diseases. And if they were riddled with disease, they weren't allowed in. They were sent back.
I don't think most of the illegals coming up from south of the border are coming with diseases. But in any case, okay. Hey, I haven't got to hear anything about Egypt yet. You know, the two main issues that revolve around U.S. policy to Egypt, of course, are, one, the security of the Suez Canal.
Yeah.
Because that would affect, and of course, oil's already gone up about $10 a barrel in the last week, just from the threat that we might have issues there, you know, that nothing happened to the canal, but the threat that there might be issues there is driving the price of oil up. And of course, that affects the whole world economy, not just the United States. And secondly, of course, is the protection of Israel. And, you know, the last time we backed a guy, well, you know, we backed quite a few dictators over there. Let's face it, that's what Mubarak has been. And, he hasn't been killing people or gassing his own people like Saddam was, you know, and or sending them to prisons like and they'd be tortured. At least I don't think he has. At the same time, the last time we were back at a guy that I can remember was the Shah of Iran, and we had a Mr. Peanut in the presidency who, you know, when our buddy got thrown out of power there by a bunch of Islamic radicals, did nothing about it, you know, and then the same Islamic radicals have been leading pretty much all, you know, that are running Iran now, have been leading all of the terrorism that's been going on over there, funding Hezbollah and Hamas and, you know, and using their oil wealth. Now, one of the problems Egypt has is that Egypt doesn't have oil wealth like most of a lot of the, not, you know, not every country in the Arab world is fat, thick with oil. You know, a lot of them are not are not, Jordan is in very rich country. They don't have a lot of oil. So these people are living, in a poor life, and then they point to, and they're blaming it all on Mubarak, and, and they're blaming the U.S. for backing him for 30 years. Why? Because we're trying to keep the Suez Canal safe. Secondly, because he won't touch Israel, And so what's going to happen now? We had a horrible president at the time that the Shah of Iran was overthrown. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Egypt, because if some Islamic extremists, which, of course, are trying to move in to take over the country, turn it into another Iran, then you've got, Israel's pretty much going to be surrounded by radicals. And once again, it'll be because we've got a president that, isn't experienced or doesn't want to do anything about it. I don't know what Obama's going to do with this situation, but it's not looking good.
It's not looking good. Don, we got to fly because we got another caller. We have just a couple of minutes left. It's not looking good, and for some of the reasons you just mentioned there is concern, obviously. That's why I think we should be concerned, what you just spelled out, because of, if you look at the map of the Middle East, if you look at the canal, I've brought up the canal before, and some people got a couple of emails, one from John listening to us in Austin, who said, who cares about the Suez Canal? Well, no, I dug a little bit deeper into that, and there are plenty of U.S. ships even that are going through that canal, and that canal's not open. That's that much more time for what oil there is coming out that will take that much longer. So you want to look at oil prices. We're still getting oil from the Middle East. Don't be fooled when people say, well, that's not really where all the oil's coming from. Remember, we're getting some oil from Canada, and then there's other spots. We still do rely on the Middle East for some oil. Think of how big this country is, and think of the reserves, and think of the amounts. Do the math. So you can't just throw that out. That would change everything. If we said, we have nothing to do. We have no oil from the Middle East. You can't do that, not at this point. Part of the reason why is because we're not out there drilling. Remember, you got the Chinese that are going to control the oil. Lots of the oil is going to come through the Chinese. It's going to come through the Chinese because they're out there digging for the stuff closer to Cuba and Venezuela and whatnot, and many other oil-rich positions, let's just say, that they have put themselves in those spots to get that oil. They know the value, and certainly with the population they have. And they're going to hold all the chips. They already do hold a lot of the chips. They're going to hold even more. I promised I would finish this up with the TSA, too, by the way. They're trying something different this time. Instead of, people are freaking out about the body scanners, and I don't blame anyone because, they got lost, one showed up, whatever. So now at three airports, they're doing modest body scanning, and they're hoping that will help people who are worried about the full body scans because they reveal too much. They're saying this time not as much as revealed. They won't be able to see everything. Instead, the new software won't show all of that. They won't be able to see. They'll just see rough outlines of the undergarments. They won't see a completely naked image. It'll kind of look like a chalk outline of a body at a crime scene. Wow. Here's my exit line. What do sharks eat for dinner? Fish and chips.